The National Weather Service is forecasting very strong winds to hit Colorado today, including the metro area, and gusts could reach hurricane force as high as 100 miles per hour in the foothills. Almost the whole eastern part of the state will be under a high wind warning lasting until about 5 p.m. The winds result from a storm system moving in from the Pacific. The Boulder County Sheriff's Office said that Stage 1 fire restrictions are in place in western parts of the county and no open burning is allowed in the eastern parts. Authorities ask residents to avoid any outdoor activities that could cause a spark because of dryness and the winds. The Sheriff's Department said that people should already have secured loose outdoor items like lawn furniture and holiday decorations. According to 9 News, Xcel Energy has staged workers in places to get electricity back on as quickly as possible in case winds cause power outages. Drivers should plan for delays and be prepared for obstacles on roads, blowing dust, and lower visibility. The state of Colorado passed a tragic milestone yesterday as more than 10,000 people have died in the state from COVID-19. State health officials said that the majority of those who are still succumbing to the disease are unvaccinated. However, those who have weakened immune systems from health conditions or their age are still dying, even if they have been inoculated. Almost 75% of Colorado's deaths in October were from those who are unvaccinated. The U.S. as a whole passed 800,000 deaths, with more occurring this year than in 2020. The virus conditions in the state do appear to be improving. Cases of positive tests and hospitalizations are dropping, but are still higher than they were during the first surge in the spring of last year. A spokesperson for Governor Jared Polis said in an email to Colorado Politics that it is now largely a pandemic of the unvaccinated who are at high risk of hospitalization from the virus. The Boulder City Council passed a new oil and gas regulation last night that will apply to the few areas in the city where development can be done. The Daily Camera reports that the new rules go into effect immediately and will be in place as the city's moratorium on oil and gas development ends this year. The Boulder County Commissioners heard an annual update last night about prairie dogs and its moratorium that prohibits extermination of the animals in certain areas for 3 months that starts in March. On March 1st, the Daily Camera reports that many residents said lifting the moratorium on lethal prairie dog control is well overdue. Officials discussed their hope to have the prohibition rescinded. If the moratorium is lifted, the county could use direct lethal control in areas that are determined not suitable for the animals at any time. Public comments on changes to the county's policy can be made starting today and will be presented to the Parks and Open Space Advisory Committee at the end of January. A lawsuit that challenged Colorado's new paid family and medical leave insurance program has been dismissed. The program was passed by voters in the 2020 election with 58% support and provides 12 weeks of leave funded from payroll contributions shared equally between employers and workers. The Grand Junction Daily Sentinel reports that the case was filed in July by a Mesa County construction company, partly owned by one of the county's commissioners, claiming that the new program was unconstitutional. But Judge Michael Martinez in Denver disagreed and ruled that the act is not subject to the Tabor Amendment because it is not an income tax law. The program is expected to raise about $1.3 billion a year to pay qualifying employees a portion of their wages for up to 12 weeks during family emergencies or medical needs. Some small businesses in Colorado will receive funding from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to develop new technologies for public health and environmental problems. The agency announced that TDA Research in Wheat Ridge and Clean Robotics in Longmont are among 30 companies across the country that are using innovative approaches to sort waste, capture airborne bacteria and viruses, and map methane concentrations in large areas. As noted, the metro area will see heavy and dangerous winds today. The eastern part of the state is under a red flag warning until 5 p.m. due to the wind and low relative humidity. The warning means that critical fire conditions are occurring or will occur. The National Weather Service says that winds could gust at times up to 100 miles per hour in the foothills and up to 75 in the Denver metro area and may cause damage. There is also a 50% chance of blustery rain and snow showers today. Tonight it will be clear and breezy with a low around 25. Tomorrow, sunny with highs around 50 and still some wind, but not as fierce as today. Right now, it's about 42 in Boulder, 44 in Denver, and 29 in Fort Collins. For KGNU, I'm Jamie Sudler.